Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
On Spiritual Awakening Radio, Kabir's Treasure of Spiritual Wisdom, a mystic poem of Guru Kabir. Tell me, O swan, Hamsa, heavenly bird, the soul, tell me, O swan, your ancient tale. From what land do you come, O swan? To what shore will you fly? Where would you take your rest, O swan? And what do you seek? Even this morning, O swan, awake, arise, follow me. There is a land where no doubt nor sorrow have rule, where the terror of death is no more. There the woods of spring are abloom, and the fragrant scent of I am He is borne on the wind. There the bee of the heart is deeply immersed and desires no other joy. Kabir is considered to be one of the primary founding spiritual masters of the Sant tradition of India. Kabir is the Rumi of India, the great spiritual poet, mystic, and lover of the beloved. One of the most beautiful books of spiritual poetry ever published, Songs of Kabir, called by Bengali poet Rabindranath Tagore, is available for free online at the Gutenberg.org e-library. I can send you a link to it. Listen later in the program for my email address and text message number. I can send you a link to Songs of Kabir and to a couple of key new books that have been published and are now available as e-books as well as paperback hard copy books by way of Amazon. Sant Kabir lived during the 15th century, raised near Benares, India, by Muslim parents. He was a weaver of God's name, a simple and unlettered man who earned his living at the loom. It is out of the heart of the common life that he sings his rapturous lyrics of divine love. Kabir is an Islamic name popular in the Muslim world. It is one of the 99 names of Allah found in the Quran, meaning the greatest. Today, Kabir has over 25 million devotees in various Kabir panth and sant lineages, and is loved by Sikhs, Hindus, and Muslims alike. Kabir's hymns are still sung in the satsangs of various paths all over India and around the world. Everyone's universal saint, Kabir was, a master or Sansat guru of Surakshad Yoga, inner light and sound mysticism, a founding guru of Santmat and the Kabir Panth. He was a musician and poet of Narguna Bhakti, a theological term that means having love and devotion for the one formless God. Bhakti means love, Narguna means formless God, not a God of idols, idolatry, statues, trinkets, or even a God with form, but a formless, infinite ocean of love, a one God beyond any other God or state of consciousness. Devotees of this one ocean of love in all consciousness are followers of Narguna Bhakti. He was a great teacher of Eastern Gnosis, Gnosticism or mysticism, a very transcendent approach to the spiritual path that includes the ascension of the soul by way of meditation. A book of the Kabir tradition known as the Anurag Sagar, or Ocean of Love, is one of the most Gnostic books in the history of India, very much rivaling Western Gnosticism, and paralleling it as well. In Western Gnosticism, there is a kind of false god of the lower worlds known as the Demiurge, a kind of cosmic ego or universal mind, archon or ruler. And in the East, this very same being is given the name Kal Nirinjan, the Lord of Death and Time, also a lesser god, a ruler of the matrix. Kabir was a peacemaker between Hindus and Muslims, a social reformer in India who denounced the caste system, thought of by many in Islam to be a Sufi master or murshid, believed by Hindus to be one of the greatest poet mystics and Vaishnava devotees in the history of India. He's very popular with followers of Krishna consciousness and other Hindu paths. And Kabir, one of India's greatest mystics, as his name suggests, is considered a Bhagat by the Sikhs. Many of his hymns are included in the Adi Granth, also known as the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, the Sikh scriptures, some of the earliest and most original material attributed to Kabir, is included in the Adi Granth, one of my favorite holy books. Kabir was greatly influenced by Sant Garaknath and the Nath Yogis, and the Nath Yogis of Shabda Yoga, who were in northern India, in turn were greatly influenced by Tantric Buddhism. So you find here an incredible fusion of Eastern and Western mysticism, all into one living path. Kabir's spirituality is a blend of prem and bhakti, love and devotion for the one beloved Lord, the Ek Onkar, the one God, as well as quite mystical. He describes soul travel experiences of a visionary and auditory nature, inner seeing and hearing, transcendental inner light and sound meditation, a kind of conscious near-death experience or out-of-body travel by way of meditation practice, being initiated into the secrets or the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of inner space. A new Kabir book is now available in English called The Complete Bijak of Kabir, Guru Kabir's Mystical Teachings on God Realization, translated by a personal friend of mine, someone who I've known for many years and I've had on this program before, Dr. Jagisar Das, president of the Kabir Association of Canada, who has a satsang somewhere in Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. He has translated the entire Bijak into English and provides commentary on it as well. It's a very impressive work, a true grassroots sock, satsang template as well, of traditional sant mat, wonderful to have. By that I mean it is a document that's read at satsangs throughout India and around the world, and provides the essential spiritual message. The Bijak is one of the central texts of the sant tradition, and Kabir Panth, various branches, in fact, of the Kabir Panth and Dharmdas Panth, providing teachings on ethics and morality, social commentary on the caste system and the ability of human beings to discriminate and misbehave in various ways, mistreat their fellow humans. Kabir, at times, is like an irreverent stand-up comic, commenting on the hypocrisy of religion and the shortcomings, actually, of Hinduism and Islam, or mainstream exoteric religions, that tend to be stuck in the material plane, in rites and rituals and symbolism that may illustrate spiritual, eternal truths, but never quite get to the actual experience of those eternal truths in the here and now. And so Kabir has a lot of irreverent poking fun at the hypocrisies and shortcomings of mainstream religions in a very irreverent sort of way, even though he is actually a great lover of the Supreme Being, very much like Rumi, a lover of the Beloved in that tradition of the lover and the Beloved, the path of love and devotion. But instead of the mainstream phoning it in on Sundays or Fridays or Saturday with rites and rituals and then see you later, God, you know, kind of approach, Kabir offers an inner path, a path of direct realization of the Supreme Being, of uniting with the Supreme Being in this life, here and now. And so the Bijak is a great book for the spiritual beginner, the newcomer, the spiritual seeker. A good place to start is at the beginning, and the Bijak does that. But it takes the reader or the hearer, the listener, into the realms of the spiritual path, the living mystic path. And it's a wonderful book, one of the central texts of the sant tradition. This translation, the complete Bijak of Kabir, contains all 11 sections of the Bijak in one volume for the first time. The Ramanis, the Shabdas, the Sakis, and the other lesser-known sections of the Bijak, along with very helpful, very insightful commentary provided by Dr. Jagasar Das, making it the best, if not the only, or just about the only translation of the Bijak you can find in the English language. It's a book as well as e-book available through Amazon. Bits and pieces of it are online as well. If you'd like to take a sneak peek, I can send you links to sections of the Ramanis, the Shabdas, and Sakis that have appeared online already. Bijak. The word Bijak means, well, you can break it down into levels of meaning. Bij means seed or essence, like Bij mantra is a seed mantra. Bij comes from Hindi and Sanskrit. Bijak means treasure. The sacred text and primary foundational text of the sant tradition, known as the Bijak of Kabir, is a kind of treasure map pointing the soul to the essence of reality that is the Supreme Being. The Bijak is a kind of treasure map to the great treasure of the Supreme Being. And it is that. It is a very essential sacred text, one of the key texts of the sant tradition, a true satsang template, read and sung and chanted for generations at satsangs or spiritual meetups of various branches of Kabir Panth and various sant groups, sant mat groups, over the centuries, from the time of Kabir up to the living present. Kabir's Bijak, Ramani, chapter 76, with some commentary. Kabir says, "The world is full of maya, or illusion, and attachment, but no one appears to be concerned. The trap of maya and attachment is very strong. Only the devotee who has discriminative power can cut himself free. Take the name of God as the boat to cross the worldly ocean. Only then can one cross to the other shore of this world," says Kabir. "The attainment of God's name is very difficult, yet I have no need for other names. From beginning to end, and from age to age, I am struggling for the realization of God," says Kabir. Here he alludes to the practice of Simran, or Manas Jap, the prayer of God's name. It's likely that Kabir's sacred name for God, for this formless God that I mentioned earlier, in this tradition of Nirguna Bhakti, love for the formless one God, that name given to the Supreme Being by Kabir and others is Ram. Kabir was a weaver, and so he would be at the loom creating fabric, chanting the name of Ram, both verbally, or he would sing the name, and it would sound like an Indian classical instrument known as the tambura. Kabir would chant the name Ram as he was working. Ram, 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 Ram. Life becomes a prayer. Work becomes meditation. A great occupation, making it possible for Kabir to do that simultaneously with his work, being a weaver of God's name, the name Ram. And one can also repeat God's name, any name of God, mentally as well. This is called Manas Jap, or mental chant. And this also is a practice of the Sant tradition and is expounded upon by Kabir in his teachings, his various hymns and texts. Singing God's name is the true prayer, is the true holy book, and the answer to that prayer, and the wisdom gained from pondering, is God himself, Ram himself. That's my commentary. Now for commentary by Dr. Jagisar Das from the complete Bijak of Kabir. In this Ramani, Guru Kabir is speaking of the powerful trap of maya and attachment in the world. Maya is the great elusive power that makes us feel that the material things that we see around us are the reality. But in fact, according to discriminative thinking, all things in the world are transitory, and the only reality is God. It is because of this divine ground of being that all things have their existence. These transitory material things keep on changing, dying, being reborn or recreated. That which has no eternal existence cannot be the reality. It is thus, according to Vedanta philosophy, that attachment to the world is like attachment to a shadow that vanishes. The only reality is God. That represents an eternal power, and thus is the only reality. However, people of the world scarcely think about maya and attachment from this angle. Those few people who have developed their discriminative thinking are able to perceive the trap of maya and attachment and to step beyond them to a realization of the reality that exists behind all the transitory manifestations Guru Kabir is saying that we should make God's name the boat that will take us across this worldly ocean, this ocean of samsara. Yet the name of God is difficult for most people. The difficulty arises because merely saying the name of God, in whatever form people have of that name, is not enough. It must be done with understanding and feeling. It must lead to a realization of what that name really means. In other words, it must awaken the spiritual consciousness that ultimately must realize its union with God. Unless this occurs, the mere repetition of God's name and the reading of all scriptures becomes useless. Guru Kabir is saying that from beginning to the end of life, or of creation, from age to age, one must struggle to know God. All religions teach in their own way a path to God, but because people are so fascinated by the attachments to worldly things, they find it difficult to progress spiritually to a realization of God. Commentary by Dr. Jagasar Das on a section of the Bijak of Kabir. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. After these messages, more from the Bijak and from the Brahm Nirupan, another book of incredible wisdom by Guru Kabir. Spiritual Awakening Radio continues after these messages. Stay with us.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time. Your Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Do
this week on Spiritual Awakening Radio, Kabir's treasure of spiritual wisdom, the Bijak. This is a reading from Shabda chapter 24 of The Complete Bijak of Kabir, translated by Dr. Jagasar Das. O seeker, that yogi will be my guru who can explain the mystery of this poem. There is a tree standing without roots and without producing flowers. It bears fruits. It has no branches nor leaves, but reaching the eighth sky, it thunders. The petals have no form, and the gourd is produced without flower, and without having a tongue, there is the song of God's glory. The singer has no form nor outline, but if there is a satguru, then he can make him visible. There are two ways of approaching the Supreme, as the path of the bird or that of the fish. And Kabir says that both are difficult. The Supreme Lord is fathomless, but for that Supreme Being, I sacrifice everything. Satsang commentary by Dr. Jagasar Das. This shabd, or hymn, is one of the frequent allegorical teachings of Guru Kabir. In order to understand it, we will need to understand the meaning of the things to which he refers. The tree is the tree of meditation, which actually has no roots. And this tree bears the fruit of bliss, but there is no necessity for flowers to precede the fruit. This tree has no branches nor leaves, but it reaches the eighth sky. The eighth sky is the eighth chakra, being one above the seven of the traditional yoga teachings. This eighth chakra is called the Sarati chakra or Unmuni chakra. The thundering is the Anhad nod or divine melody that the devotee hears when he reaches this highest state in meditation. The chakras are represented as lotus flowers, but Guru Kabir says that the petals of this eighth chakra have no form and is realized as being without flowers. When one is in this meditative state, he does not need a tongue with which to sing the glories of God. This is an inner realization, and it is a state of bliss which amounts to singing the glories of God. In that state, there is no form or outline of realization, for God has no form. But if there is a true Satguru, he can help the devotee to realize God, who is formless. Guru Kabir is saying that the devotee can approach God realization in two ways. The first is that of the birds flying free in the air. Similarly, the mind can rise above all the material aspects of life and float into the vast infinity of God consciousness. The second is the way of the fish. Just as the fish cannot live without water, just so the true devotee cannot live without God, and he has an intense longing for God realization. Guru Kabir is saying that both of these paths are difficult for the average person to follow. A devotee must have dedication and perseverance and follow the instructions of the master in order to reach this highest state of meditation, in which he realizes the formless God that is manifesting in the whole universe. He states that the mystery of this most exalted Supreme Being is fathomless and cannot be understood by any rational or intellectual exercise. But for the realization of God, the true devotee is ready to sacrifice everything. In this allegorical hymn, or shabd, Guru Kabir is referring to the tree of meditation. This is achieved when the mind is subdued and there is no thought in it. There is only a state of pure consciousness. In this state, the devotee hears the divine melody, the inner sound, and realizes the formless supreme being within himself, and at the same time seeing the supreme being present in all things in the universe. A passage from The Complete Bijak of Kabir. Translation and commentary by Dr. Jagasar Das. The divine sound is a river of sound, and it empties into the ocean of God, the ocean of love and all consciousness. And so, in this practice that Kabir describes, this Surat Shabd Yoga, this yoga of sound, spiritual sound, inner music, heavenly music, by focusing all of one's attention on the sound, one eventually becomes in the sound, merges into the sound, becomes one with it, and flows into the sound that empties into the ocean of God, like a fish swims upstream in this river or rivulet of sound that empties into the distant sea, the distant ocean of God, the ocean of love, called by some Anurag Sagar, the ocean of love, Kabir's ocean of love. And that is a description, I thought I would add here, of what Surat Shabd Yoga is, what its goal is, by focusing on and merging into the inner sound. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. After these messages, more, we will delve into more teachings of Guru Kabir. Stay with us.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time. Your Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
This is a section of the complete Bijak of Guru Kabir, a chapter from a section called Kahara. Kabir says that without devotion to God's name, all of your cleverness drowned. Without the name of God, O man, you spend your life in delusion. I am in all, and yet I am not in all. I see myself differentiated in all forms. This is a state of samadhi, or union with God. This is beyond all forms, and yet manifests in all forms. Repeat the name of God, O man. Recite God's name. Recite God's name. Look deeply into your mind and be aware. I cover myself with the name of God. My life's business is definitely with Him. Some thoughts about the illusion of being trapped by our own beliefs, how the universe parrots back to us what we think is real or not. If we think that meditation practice is too difficult, it's just too hard, that we aren't very good at it and can't possibly get very far, so shall it seem to be for us in our experience. If we believe God to be millions of light years distant and our spiritual experience will remain cold and uneventful, so shall it seem to be for us. If we're stuck with the impression that the way forward will never be clear and spiritual guidance is nowhere to be found, where is there a master? Where is there a teacher? How can this be resolved? All is just fuzzy and unclear. So shall it seem to be for us. If, however, we come to know that we can have quality meditations beginning right now, mysteries can be revealed, and there is no reason why we can't make much spiritual progress on the path during this life, so shall this come to be our experience. As Guru Kabir once said to some of his initiates, some of his students or disciples, if you place the guru at a distance from you, then it is but the distance that you honor. If indeed the master be far away, then who else is it that's creating this world? When you think that he is not here, then you wander further and further away and seek him in vain with tears. Where he is far off, there he is unattainable. Where he is near, he is very bliss. Kabir says, lest his servant should suffer pain, he pervades him through and through. Know yourself then, O Kabir, for he is in you, from head to foot. Sing with gladness, and keep your seat unmoved within your heart. A reading from Songs of Kabir, called by Rabindranath Tagore. Saying 333 of the Brahm Nirupan of Kabir, one of the many books of the Ocean of Kabir, or Kabir Sagar, one of the many volumes of the Kabir Sagar, the Ocean of Kabir, which in itself is a kind of afterthought, a later verse near the end of the book, which serves as a kind of review of the purpose of this book, Brahm Nirupan. The person who adheres to the meditation on the Supreme Being, the ultimate reality, as outlined in this book by Satguru Kabir, will have the effects of his past life karmas, his present life karmas, and future life karmas uprooted. A devotee through deep meditation identifies with the Supreme Being that is beyond all karmas and their effects. Karmas operate at the level of the mind-body complex, not at the level of spirit. An interesting verse from the Brahm Nirupan of Kabir. Another volume of the Kabir Sagar, the Ocean of Kabir, from the same Santmat lineage that authored the Anurag Sagar, the Sant Dharmdas branch of Kabir Panth, the Path of Kabir, representing Santmat, the Path of the Masters, in earlier times, earlier generations of Sants, practicing Surat Shabd yoga meditation, before the time of Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, Sant Radhaswami Sahib of Agra, and Sant Darya Sahib of Bihar. Brahm Nirupan is translated by Dr. Jagasar Das of the Kabir Association, and is also appearing at Amazon as a book, as well as e-book. The Brahm Nirupan of Kabir is actually one of my favorite Kabir books. They all are, actually, to some extent. But the Brahm Nirupan covers a lot of wisdom sayings. It's a collection of wisdom sayings and teachings that are very valuable. The Anurag Sagar is sort of the power of myth, mythology of Kabir. The Bijak is the satsang template to be read at satsang on Sundays and at other times. And there are other books that serve different purposes. The Kabir Vani or Sakhi Granth of Kabir is the ethical book of precepts. The Brahm Nirupan is a kind of book of spiritual wisdom and instruction that delves into meditation practice and says a lot of surprising things and provides a lot of insight that's extremely valuable. After the break, I'll delve into the Brahm Nirupan of Kabir. I will give you my email address and text message number. I can send you links to all of these books that are online or information about how to acquire them. The name of the program is Spiritual Awakening Radio. This week, my focus is Kabir's Treasure of Spiritual Wisdom. Stay tuned.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time, streaming live, and also becomes a podcast available on demand online. My name is James Bean. Spiritual Awakening Radio is a kind of spiritual meetup without walls, available to all via the radio airwaves and World Wide Web. My website is at this address, spiritualawakeningradio.com. At my website, you can access podcasts on demand. You can find my blogs, various articles. There is a donate button at my website. There are links to social media, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and elsewhere, where you can read daily spiritual quotes. You can also access my newsletters and other blogs at Blogger and WordPress. This and more at my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. If you'd like to receive links to information about the Brahm Nirupan of Kabir, the complete Bijak of Guru Kabir, Anurag Sagar, and many other books, including Songs of Kabir, a collection culled by the famous Bengali poet saint himself, Rabindranath Tagore. Some of these books are online for free, and others are new and available at Amazon, either as books or e-books. Send me an email at this address about books of Kabir that are available. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. That's james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Or send me a text message at this number, 508-603-9381. 508-603-9381. Always great making contact with listeners of this program. From the Brahm Nirupan of Kabir, I have instructed them how to destroy the powerful Kal Narinjan by the knowledge of the Absolute. They became steadfast in this knowledge, and they will definitely liberate seekers from the bondage of the worldly ocean, the ocean of samsara. These disciples gave up false, hypocritical, and dualistic philosophies and contemplated the single absolute being all the time. God has no form. One has to meditate on the inner sound and light. By reciting the many names of God, the many names of the Supreme Being that signify His attributes, and meditating on Him, the devotee purifies his heart and obtains divine knowledge. He then destroys millions of negative karmas of his previous births and is no longer subject to the birth and death cycles, says Kabir in the Brahm Nirupan of Kabir, Kabir's book of spiritual wisdom. In meditation, the ardent seeker obtains these seven attributes that assist him in his spiritual attainment: swati, or deep concentration; sahaja, or an easy disposition; also depth of sincerity; noble actions; listening to words of wisdom; having compassion for all beings, as well as virtuous conduct. Deep concentration, an easy disposition, depth of sincerity, an initiator of noble actions, listening to words of wisdom, having compassion for all beings, and number seven, virtuous conduct. Those are seven attributes that assist one in spiritual attainment. This is called the Four Virtues. And there's some sub-virtues as well branching out here in this list. The Four Virtues. One, discernment of the reality from the unreality. Telling the what's real and what's not real. Discernment of the reality from the unreality. Two, detachment from worldly things. Three, the six assets. Control of the mind. Control of the senses and body. Faith in the guru and scriptures. Endurance in face of hardship. Indifference to religious rituals. Proper concentration and meditation. Those are the six assets that make up the third virtue. And number four, intense longing for liberation. Longing and yearning for Jiva Mukti. Those are the virtues. A prayer found in the Brahm Nairupan. O ocean of love, you are in the form of inner experience, and you are immutable. You are in the form of knowledge and the giver of liberation. You are in the form of wisdom, and you are imperishable. You are the ocean of bliss, and you are free of the limitations of time. You are immortal. Heartfelt salutations to you. You are free of the troubles of the body and mind. You are without beginning. You are imminent, indestructible, blissful, the embodiment of wisdom, the repository of perfect knowledge, an ocean of compassion, the protector of all, and the remover of their suffering. Heartfelt salutations to you. You are free of mental distractions. You are the source of happiness, and your power is the creator of all. You are the mine of compassion, the giver of light and eternal joy, and the destroyer of ignorance. Heartfelt salutations to you.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time. Your Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/Spiritual Awakening Radio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.